What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song No Mutuas by Fake Fruit, the like Spanish language version of their single No Mutuals, which came out, I want to say around this time last year, I think a little bit earlier in the year, but either way. Sick, like a whole new, like not whole new, that feels dramatic, but like it's a little bit like, I want to say like tinnier. It's definitely been like reworked and then also in Spanish, which is sick. You're listening to it on Teacher Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR is one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the cool is cool pronoun, not that. I was thinking about like, I kind of wanted to do an episode on curation, but for the long time, full time dear listeners of the show, you will know that I, Dork, am really into BTS right now. Whatever, that's besides the point. The point is that V, who's one of the members, recently had a Vogue Korea feature come out, and in it, he's really like, I love nature. I dress like a classy, wealthy business person, like soft forms. Like literally, I think a quote is like, I love to be in nature, which is just, that's just hilarious. Like, cool, go V, get it. But what's interesting about any of that is that it's really like antithetical to specifically his kind of character and his role in BTS as a group. I don't want to talk about BTS. That's not what this episode is about. It's just the impetus for what we're talking about. And I feel like we see this a lot. It's really interesting to see because I feel like we used to see this a lot with like the Disney kids, like, they were children, they were like, had to wear purity rings and stuff and like do all this Disney things, Disney style things. And then they grew up and they came like, what the heck? Like, I want to be the opposite of that. Like, they had a thing, they didn't necessarily know what they wanted to be or what like aesthetic or whatever they valued. They just knew it wasn't what they were doing. And it's interesting to see BTS do that because they're adults. V's like 27 and he's like, I'm not like the curated persona is like it, in my opinion, as a fan, it seems really like, I don't want to say reactionary, but it seems really like, I am like very intentionally and very like, yeah, curatedly not a thing versus a specific thing, if that makes sense. Like, I think that he's still figuring it out. It doesn't really matter. I don't know this person, but that's kind of why we're talking about what we're talking about today. So again, cool pronoun, not that. Cool as curated opposition. So we're going to move on. Pretty into today's episode today, musically. Some really great stuff has come out, including but not limited to the next few songs. This is Angel's Gear by Dummy. Angel's Gear was originally released on, I want to say, Dummy EP. Dummy put out a couple EPs in like 2020, 2021. But they've recently released kind of a combination LP, Dumb EPs. That kind of has all of the songs on it together. And it looks really cool. So this is Angel's Gear by Dummy off of Dumb EPs. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh,
What is up, dear listener? I am your host, Dork. You are you, and you are listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard the song Crime Think Supernova featuring Morning Coo by Freak Angel Play. Morning Coo is a, in my opinion, local legend, and they're featured on this really interesting song that I had not heard before today. So that's cool. Just where that was Chain Reaction by Swim Team off of their most recent release, Hurricane. Bow, bow, bow. Hurricane came out last Friday, I want to say. Very, very recently. And the long-awaited follow-up to V. And I never really figured out if it was V or 5, but the 2019 release. And Hurricane is, as expected, quite good. And then opened that set with Angel's Gear by Dummy off of Dumb EPs. Today's definition of cool is cool pronoun, not that. Cool as curated opposition. I kind of said it earlier before that break. I wanted to do a show about curation. I think I will end up doing a show on it just because I love to talk about it and I love to think about it. But inspired by a, in my opinion, weird interview with BTS's V in Vogue Korea. We're talking about like seeing things as desirable or like seeing them as cool because they're not something else. I feel like we talked about this a little bit last week or maybe the week before that because I didn't really talk that much last week. But because trends and fashion and like cycles of trend, I guess, becoming popular because they are quite different from what is most immediately popular. So like, I feel like the quintessential example, at least for me, is like fashion going from the 90s to the 2000s, where like the 90s were super minimal and like, I don't know, burgundy. And then to 2000s, we're like, we're doing magenta and we're doing bam everywhere. And like part of why that like maximalist kind of blingy, like sparkle aesthetic became popular was because it was so unlike what was in fashion in the like mid to late 90s. But opposition, I think, is like a really interesting motivator. I feel like people really see it as rebellious. I remember I did an episode with my little sister a while ago where we talked about like her definition of the word cool. And it was very like that. It was very like uninvested, defiant as like motivators for defining something as cool or describing something as cool. And my little sister is young. She's like 18. So again, like that motivation kind of being a part of finding yourself, and like, I don't want to say misguided, more just like unguided, I guess is the word that I want to use when that opposition is the motivator. There's not like a ton of investigation, I guess, going on, wherein you're trying to like really figure out what you think is like interesting or aesthetic or beautiful or whatever, or just cool, like what like the value and desire of cool is for you, because it's so kind of pushed by this other object, which is the thing you're trying not to be. But we're gonna move right along because guess what? We're already running out of time. Isn't that cool? We're going to go ahead and play Hypnotized, Could It Be, featuring Walter P99 Orchestra by Nalan out of Toronto. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Could it be a sign in the middle of the night? But I crushed the feeling we used to meet and stay up all night. Could it be I saw you holding hands like mine? I don't care, I don't mind. Baby, get this out of your head. Give a shit about you and I. I don't care, I
Folk rock band Bear's Den will be performing live in Vancouver with special guest Izzy Heltye at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st. Their album Blue Hours pairs the duo's intricate songwriting with a spacious sonic palette inspired by 80s soft rock and big pop songs. To see Bear's Den at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st, get tickets at admitone.com.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
What is up, dear listener? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional uncharted territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Heartbreaker, the Hood Joplin Dream Girl edit featuring Hood Joplin by Koreatown Acid off of their most recent release, Elephant in the Room, out of Toronto. Just before that was Suru Singh with the song Heaven off of their EP Good Girls, Bad Girls, based out of LA, and then opened that set with Hypnotize, Could It Be, featuring Walter P99 Orchestra by Nalan, again out of Toronto. You're listening to Teach a Woman, CHS One Stop Shop for What's Hot, What's Not, and today's episode of Cool's Cool Pronoun, Not That. Talking about cool as opposition. We're talking about cool as intention, the intention behind cool, etc. But we're also running out of time. So we are going to go back, right back into the music, and then we will be back with more chitting and chatting. This is Tungsten Tears by Lila Triando Avioleta off of their most recent release, Desire Path. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Come see punk rock band McLusky at the Rickshaw Theater on September 22nd. Check out www.rickshawtheater.com for more details.
Every time I fall at that tune, I think, could it be different this time? Setting expectations as if I did not learn anything from my first time. Though you try to change my mind, I know the truth, you feel inside. I will fight until you're mine, 'cause I've been in, so come inside.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Hearts on Fire, the DVD remix featuring DVD by Serena off of their Hearts on Fire remixed EP. Just before that was DJ Gap. With their song Burning Brakes off of Burning Brakes EP, based out of Slovakia, Bratislava, Slovakia. So that's pretty cool. And then opened that set with Lila Triando of Violeta with the song Tungsten Tears off of their release Desire Path. Today's definition for cool is cool, pronoun not that. We're talking about cool. Cool is opposition. What makes something cool? As per usual, I'm a dork. I don't know. but something that's like a big part I think of like seeing things as cool because they are not something else? Is it like intention? What's the intention behind it? Why are we even talking about it? So intend, the definition of intend is design or destine someone or something for a particular purpose or end, be meant or designed for a particular person or group to have use. That's kind of like, I chose that definition because it had design and destined in it, and I just like those words better. But basically, like, to intend something is to like have a plan for something. In kind of like, I would say, almost like more schemey sense. Like it might be a more covert plan, or like, I feel like intention, like, it almost feels like a side effect sometime of like, sometimes like you have your plan, like this will happen, so then this will happen, so then this will happen. But then like intentions will be like the motivations of it, or like the cause, or like the snowball effect of the plan kind of unraveling, I guess. I don't know. Intend does seem a little bit more schemey to me. And that's not to say that like all intention has ulterior motives. Like, I think part of the intention, part of that snowball scheme is that like it was planned, but I just think it's a little sneakier than like that's the plan. Anyway, we're gonna move on because we're running out of time. This is Glide in Peace by Cherry Blue, their new single, and you, my dear listener, are listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I need your connection. Don't need
What is up, dear listener? We've reached the end of our show. Thanks so much. You just heard the song Super Ink Burst by Igloo Ghost off of Neo Wax Bloom. Just before that was Blood Orange with their new song Jesus Lighter Freak off of their EP Four Songs. And then opened that set with Glide in Peace, Cherry Blue's new single. Today we were talking about cool as opposition. What is intention? What is curation? Who knows? I think it's like the ultimate answer, but yeah, I just think it's like an interesting way to think about, like, yeah, as always, there's motivation, there are feelings, there are desires, there's like, there's a reason why people feel the way they feel about like anything. And that includes whether or not they like value something as like socially, I guess, valuable or beautiful or interesting or I don't know, cool, just cool. And cool as opposition is valid, obviously. All cool, all ideas of cool are valid. And that's the point of the show. Okay. We are going to close the show with a song that I cannot get out of my head. And I hope that you enjoyed as much as I do, because I need anyone else besides my poor boyfriend to talk to about it. So this is Juicy Drinky Drink by Eurostar and Fireball Kid off of their most recent release, Emotional Bros Hotline. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. You're the best. Go team. I'm your host, Dork, and have a great day.
Beep, beep, excuse me, babe. I've got a cheap, cheap for you and me. I wanna repeat this endlessly. I've got some dance moves that you've never seen yet. It's only right we fall in love tonight. Say your heart can open up to mine. Feel me softly, take your hand this time. You hurting? Ooh, wanna see us make it in heaven, babe? I'm just a